Shalom, Maranatha, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon, and we need to continue to prepare ourselves for his coming. The Bible says those who love the coming or the reappearing of Jesus continue to cleanse themselves for that day. This hour, we want to finish up with the fourth session of the book of John, chapter number 13. And today, I want us to deal with the verses 31 to verses 38. We just took four sessions here because this chapter was very heavy or very important, very critical, that was helping us to see the transition of Jesus from the public ministry to the private ministry of the disciples. When he left ministering to the public, and now he came to minister to the disciples. Now we discovered the first session that Jesus is winning the souls. Remember, this is the theme we have taken for 2025. That we are winning the souls, and we are understanding the dynamics of how we can win the soul. So we discovered here, as Jesus targeted the disciples, we learned how would you win the souls into service, the souls of disciples, so that you can be able to serve. And when Jesus discovered that the disciples were not ready for true service, real service, he demonstrated by taking a basin and putting on water and taking a towel and going and washing the feet of every of the disciple and wiping their feet with a towel. It troubled Peter, because Peter and the rest of the disciples are still proud. Peter said, "You cannot wash my feet." You cannot. And Peter said, "If you don't do this, you're not part of me." That showed that how Peter and the rest of the disciples view the washing of the feet, because that was a menial work. That was a work of a slave. That was work of the one who was the lowest. And Jesus warned them, or was winning their souls, that this is the work I'm calling you to do. Go and do likewise. Wash the feet of your one another, and wash the feet of the rest of the people that I will bring to you. Remember, at the same time, when you look at these other books, the Gospel book, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the disciples were also competing who was the greatest. So Jesus settled that. Now thereafter, we discovered how Jesus, or the second session, how Jesus would be able to win the soul of the betrayer. The betrayer. Now, or the betraying brother, the betraying disciple. And here he targeted on Mr. or brother, Judas, who gave an opportunity to Satan, and he was one of the 12. But once he had eaten the bread, Satan entered him and he went out. And Jesus tried to win him, and we discovered, but to no avail. He finally left. And he went and killed himself. He betrayed Jesus and he killed himself. Then the third part, or the third session of chapter 13, we looked at then how you would be able to win the betrayed disciples. You know, the rest of the disciples felt betrayed. They were angry with Judas. They were asking, who is doing this? Because Jesus had said, one of you will do this. And they kept asking, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? And that would definitely affect the washing of the feet. Because once you discover that somebody is a betrayer amongst you, and it was only Jesus who had grown to the level that he could manage such a brother, Jesus tried to win the souls of all of them. And he said, now that you know what to do, or the things that you're supposed to do, please, you'll be blessed if you do them. Now, today, we want to look at the first installment in chapter 13, from verses 31 to 38. We want to look at how Jesus was winning or would win the soul of a disowning disciple, of a denying disciple, a disciple who was falling from faith. When you would fall from faith, how would you win the disciple, the soul of a person who is backsliding? Let's put it this way. Backsliding. This is the term that we normally use many times. A disciple or a brother who is backsliding. Now, here, Jesus was able to talk about very detailed information. Look at verses 31 of John 13, after Judas left, Jesus spoke to the disciples because he discovered that it was really tough. That was troubling to see that it was Judas who finally would betray Jesus because he finally left at night. Verse that one says, when he was gone, Judas was gone, Jesus said, now he's speaking to the disciples, now the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. Now, Jesus encouraged the disciples who would, at this very hour, would start to backslide. I think it is at this point, most of the disciples would have gone back, would have left Jesus Christ, probably. Why? We have been with Judas, and Judas is the one who has become a devil. And people, the disciples were settling in their hearts. Why would Judas would do that? What would happen? Remember, before that, they were asking, they thought that Jesus had spoken to Judas because he was the one carrying the money bag. But now, when he said, the one I dip and give bread, and Judas left. So Jesus had now to come and let the disciples realize that Judas has left. And what that means is not an end by itself. It is the beginning of glory. In fact, he said, it's the beginning of a greater ministry. In fact, he said some words that we need to say this. Now, the Son of Man is glorified. That is after Judas has left. Now, the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. Why is the Son of Man glorified by the leaving of Judas? Because the Son of Man with Jesus was glorified through the time he was alive. But the greatest glory would come after the death of Jesus. Now he was saying, Judas is going to bring those who would be used as agents of killing Jesus. And by the death of Jesus, he will be able to be glorified. Glorified means that is anything you say or you do that would point to the attributes of God, that would show the greatness of God. Now, God showed the greatness of God, all the characters of God. For example, the goodness of God, the mercies of God, the majesty of God, the love of God, the willingness of God, the care of God. You can mention the masses of God, the magnification of God. All the attributes would only be revealed in their to their nitty-gritties through the death of Jesus Christ. We come to know how great God is. We come to to understand how beautiful God is after the death of Jesus. So Jesus is saying, after the death of, after Judas left, that now the Son of Man is going to be glorified. Don't you go back. Don't you feel that we have lost it. Yes, Judas is gone, but this is the beginning of the glorification of God, of Jesus. And as Jesus is glorified at the cross, he's going to glorify God. And not only that, God is also going to glorify the Son, and this glory would come at once. So Jesus turned the moving of Judas into a point of glory, into a point of glorification. He made sure that the disciples would not be swallowed by the going of Judas. But then Peter and the disciples did not understand it. So Jesus said very well, so Jesus told them, "My little children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I'm going, you cannot come." So Jesus put it very plainly. I'm going, but where am I going? I'm going to be glorified. I'm going to the cross. You cannot come now. You cannot die with me now. It's my time to come and pay. This is the reason to why I came on earth. I am going. You look for me, but you will not find me, because after my death, you will not be able to die with me right now. I need you to do some work. And so the disciples still will not understand here, and will be able to discover tomorrow what this statement did to the disciples. But in the meantime, when I'm gone, I give you a new command. What is the new, the new command? Love one another. You are not going with me. You are not dying with me. You are not going backward like Judas. Neither are you going with me right now. I want you to remain here for my purpose. Occupy on my behalf. But as you do that, love one another. And he called it a new command. Why a new commandment? Because this new commandment will be done in the newest dispensation. They have never seen another era after the death of Jesus Christ. They are just about to enter into an era that they have never been. They have been with Jesus for 3.5 years after the time they were enlisted for the ministry. But now Jesus is just about to go. So that is a new era. So that's a new way to show the love, to magnify and express the love of God. So he said, love one another just as I have loved you. So how do you love one another? Love them that just as I have loved you. That is the basis. And this love is the one that was coming through the washing of the feet. I want you to continue with what I just told you. But then Peter took it high and said, where are you going? And he wanted to know where Jesus was going, and where am I going now? You cannot follow, but you come later. Peter said, why can I not follow you now? Peter has not yet gotten it, and all the disciples. And he said, I will lay down my life for you, Jesus. And Jesus asked, would you lay your life for me, Peter? I want you to know that instead of laying my life, you disown me. You deny me, you backslide. And Jesus was preparing him. And as you read from other books of the gospel, you discover that the backsliding of Jesus Christ took 5 levels. Level number 1 was the level after Jesus said, you will backslide. It was at this point Peter was supposed to tell Jesus, then Jesus, please hold on my hand, encourage me, stop me, help me not to go that path. But instead of doing that, Peter continued to use what we call self-energy. in self-will. He said, I cannot do that. Even if others are going to leave you, I cannot do that. Then Jesus said, you will do that three times. Then Jesus took him for prayer, and the disciples, the other gospel indicates. But instead of praying, Peter and other disciples went sleeping. That was the second level. Instead of trusting in God, level one, he trusted in his own strength. Instead of praying, he continued to sleep. Another disciples. Number three, when they came to capture Jesus at night, instead of using the spiritual armor, he used the panga. He used the swords. That's the level three. He turned into physical. Then he started, instead of following Jesus when they finally captured Jesus, instead of moving with Jesus very close, he started following Jesus at a distance. And number five, as we saw from other gospel, instead of being with Jesus where he was, he went to the camp or to the fire of the enemy. And he was warming at the fellowship of the enemy. And that time when the cock crowed, Jesus looked at him and Peter wept bitterly. And he disowned him. But Jesus will finally come for him after resurrection. Father, help us that the things we hear in the gospel, the things we see, will not make us backslide. Help us to love each other and help us to trust in your word. Help us to trust in your revelation. When you see what will happen in us, help us to cry to you. Help us to do what Peter had done earlier, asking Jesus, help me, I'm sinking, to cry to you. In Jesus' name, I pray.